What did Baba have to say about the unmanifested God and worshiping God as God is Meher Baba as compared with the Absolute or whatever?
Yeah. Baba didn't say anything about it. But all what he emphasized was that I am that Absolute, having come once again in your midst through infinite compassion, bringing the same message, love me. So when I appear before you all in a human form, you are able to relate yourself to me. That which is unapproachable is made approachable.
Some people approach it as unmanifest, don't they?
Yeah, they can't approach, but they aspire to approach the unmanifest, and eventually they have to turn towards the manifestation. Now there's a very beautiful story. Jeffrey, here again, Vivekananda comes into the picture. Yes. Have you heard that story? Have you heard of Vivekananda?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. So what happened is that after, Vivekananda became very dear to Indian nationals, you may call it. He was. Because when they heard, you know, what he did in the States, there was a standing applause. Yeah. There in the States. He was the youngest one attending that religious conference and all that. So when he came, naturally, at the time there were no planes. He had to come by ship, isn't it? Ship. Yeah. So people came to know that he is now touching the Indian shore. So what happened is that naturally, this ruler and that ruler and ruler of Jaipur and ruler in Udaipur and here and there, they are vying with one another to invite him in the palaces to be the royal guests. Yeah. So, well, Vivekananda now, although he's too tired and all that, he acquiesces, goes there, and is there in the palace as the royal guest and all that for a couple of days, and then he leaves, and then there's another invitation, then another invitation. Now he's getting very late to go back to Calcutta, his own place. So there was an invitation from a petty ruler in Alwar, North India. The name of the... He was the king of Alwar. So please, although I am a petty ruler, but I have my heart, you see, I'm pleased to come. So he came, he went there. He was right royally received by the king, and he was taken to the drawing room there, and king is there, and the princesses and queen and the princes and all are there, the ministers are there. So the king, having received him, gives a clap. So Vivekananda looks around. An attendant comes in. You know how the king's attendants are with all the badges and all the turbans and all that. So he bows down before the king. So the king points out at Vivekananda and says, he is my royal guest. Attend to him till such time he is here with us. And see that there are no complaints whatsoever. Whatever command he gives you, carry it out without hesitation. Vivekananda laughs and says, I don't have any need for any attendance. I can do my work. He says, no, but still... That's my order to you. Remember that. Any little thing that he needs or wants, any order that he gives you, carry it out. And he goes away. And then there is a little pleasantries are exchanged, what happened in the States and how... And then he's in the midst of the conversation that very morning. He says, he puts the same question. to Vivekananda. So he says, well, you try your best, but then the best and the shortest way is when he comes in your midst, he is the one who will give you the experience. No, but the thing is that after all, God is almighty, all-knowing, infinite and all that sort of thing. Why should we condescend to adore and worship and all that somebody that is finite? He drops the body and is finished. I can't accept that concept. So Vivekananda takes troubles to explain to him how the unapproachable is made approachable, how compassionate he is, how he comes in. I mean, he's the same one. That nothing seems to pacify this man. He is so adamant, you see, saying that, no, absolute God, worship to the absolute God, meditation on him, concentration on him, makes you realize the absolute. Vivekananda tries to tell him, this is not the way, this is the way. 3 days he was there. This is now, he is about to leave, just as Dick is about to leave. And Vivekananda is very sad at heart, that why is this poor man harping on this? Why is it like that? And he does not know what to do now, how to bring home to him. So he's sitting in the drawing room, all the family is gathered over there. For the first time, Vivekananda, the attendant for the first time comes in, salutes him, and he says, attendant, see that picture here over here, that portrait? I want you to spit on him. He got frightened. That was the portrait of the father of the king. And he says, sir, didn't you hear the order that was given to you when I entered this place? I order you to spit on it. And all are agog. This total silence. The king tells Vivekananda, Narendra, his name was Narendra. Narendra, that's my father's portrait. That's your father's portrait? But that has no meaning in it. It's just a canvas, you see. What's there in that? It's just somebody's art that is there, you see. All these are the words that he had used, you see. So, but after all, it's my father's portrait, you know. Because we reveal his memories and remember him through this. Oh, you remember him and you bring him to your memory and your feelings are there, focused through this. So that's what, when he comes in amidst in a human form, he accelerates that process, reminds us of the absolute to him. Says, I accept it. Now bring that piece that Halaj has said. You want to know what God absolute is, it boggles our mind, you see, what he is. But what, when he comes in our midst, is such a simple thing, you see.
As Bob has dropped his body, I never had a chance to see Bob in his body. So all I know now is what's inside each of us now. And his, how does that differ from the manifest?
That's his name is there, his image is there, his portrait is there that will remind you of him, his seat is there, his tomb is there, is that tomb, that samadhi is there, it's not a piece of stone over there, that contains the body that housed reality. Yeah. So that's the reason why he wants us to come time and again.